The supreme role model. In his noble footsteps, perfection we see. In his noble footsteps, perfection we see. A model for all in life's every degree. The supreme role model.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another special edition, a special transmission regarding Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Nur Sharif, wherein lies the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And today we are going to be talking about the beloved ones of the beloved. Here the beloved meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So stay tuned inshallah azza wa jal and find out. And to discuss this, I have Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again our respected Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Madani to also share his advices and Madani pearls. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How is Mawlana Sahib doing?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing fine, Mawlana Sahib. How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. For now, let's remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal. Our lives are too short actually. Before we know it, we're going to leave this world. And so we need to create a mindset that every day of my life, I need to recite some portion of the glorious Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman. I need to recite on a daily basis Salawat, Salat ala Nabi, Durud Pak, Istighfar, making sincere Tawbah, seeking knowledge of Deen from authentic sources and scholars as well, because these things will help us. I need to ensure that I am punctual with my five daily salahs, I am fulfilling rights of others, abstaining from sins, practicing the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that I'm doing my best to propagate Islam. And one of the best ways is through our akhlaq, through our character as well. It is mentioned that the person who recites Durud Pak salawat 50 times daily, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, I will shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Let's listen to a splendid kalam and we'll continue with the discussion inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba Mustafa. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba Mustafa. Sarkar ki amad marhaba, aqa ki amad marhaba, dildar ki amad marhaba, manthar ki amad marhaba, sone ki amad marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Khushiyan manao bhaiyo, sarkar aa gaye. Marhaba. Khushiyan manao bhaiyo, sarkar aa gaye. Marhaba. Sarkar aa gaye. Marhaba. Sarkar aa gaye. Shag-e-abrar aa gaye.
Sarkar aa gaye. सब झूम झूम कर कहो सरकार आ गए. सब झूम झूम कर कहो सरकार आ गए. सब झूम झूम कर कहो सरकार आ गए. दोनों जहां, दोनों जहां के मालिक व मुख्तार आ गए.
खुशियां मनाओ भाइयों सरकार आ गए. खुशियां मनाओ भाइयों सरकार आ गए.
سرکار آ گئے سرکار آ گئے شرے ابرار آ گئے
سرکار آ گئے وہ غم زدوں کے حامیوں غم خار آ گئے دکھیوں کے بے قصوں کے مددگار آ گئے ہے آج جشن آمد سرکار چار سو ہے آج جشن آمد سرکار چار سو دنیا میں آج نبیوں کے سالار آ گئے
خوشیاں مناؤ بھائیو سرکار آ گئے سرکار آ گئے سرکار آ گئے شگے ابرار آ گئے
سرکار آ گئے خوشیوں کے لمحے آ گئے دیوانے جھوم اٹھے عیدوں کی عید آ گئی سرکار آ گئے پڑھتے درود سارے گی تعظیم کو اٹھو پڑھتے درود سارے گی تعظیم کو اٹھو اٹھ کر پڑھو سلام کے سرکار آ گئے
خوشیاں مناؤ بھائیو سرکار آ گئے خوشیاں مناؤ بھائیو سرکار آ گئے سرکار آ گئے سرکار آ گئے شگے ابرار آ گئے
سرکار کی آمد
مرحبا
آقا کی آمد
مرحبا
دلدار کی آمد
مرحبا
منٹھار کی آمد
مرحبا
سوڑے کی آمد
مرحبا مرحبا
سرکار آ گئے دیوانو آؤ آمنہ بی بی کے گھر چلے صبح بہار ہو گئی سرکار آ گئے لہراؤ سبز پرچم اسلامی بھائیوں لہراؤ سبز پرچم اسلامی بھائیوں گھر گھر کرو گھر گھر کرو چراغ کے سرکار آ گئے
خوشیاں مناؤ بھائیو سرکار آ گئے خوشیاں مناؤ بھائیو سرکار آ گئے سرکار آ گئے سرکار آ گئے شگے ابرار آ گئے
سرکار آ گئے یا رب کرم ہو ازبائے میلاد مصطفیٰ بخشش کی آس لے کے گناہگار آ گئے صدقہ حضور آپ کے میلاد پاک کا صدقہ حضور آپ کے میلاد پاک کا دے دو شفا دے دو شفا گناہوں کے بیمار آ گئے
خوشیاں مناؤ بھائیو سرکار آ گئے خوشیاں مناؤ بھائیو سرکار آ گئے سرکار آ گئے سرکار آ گئے شگے ابرار آ گئے
سرکار آ گئے صدقہ بٹے گا آمنہ بی بی کے گھر میں آج صدقہ بٹے گا آمنہ بی بی کے گھر میں آج کشکول لے کے دوڑتے نادار آ گئے بھولے نہیں سماتے ہیں عطار آج تو بھولے نہیں سماتے ہیں عطار آج تو دنیا میں آ
خوشیاں مناؤ بھائیو سرکار آ گئے خوشیاں مناؤ بھائیو سرکار آ گئے سرکار آ گئے سرکار آ گئے شگے ابرار آ گئے
سرکار کی آمد
مرحبا
آقا کی آمد
مرحبا
دلدار کی آمد
مرحبا
منٹھار کی آمد
مرحبا
سوڑے کی آمد
مرحبا مرحبا
سرکار آ گئے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم I'm sure you would have enjoyed that lovely kalam, that splendid kalam. Continue listening to these beautiful kalams, and above all, kalamullah, the glorious Quran. Get your children, your offspring also used to listening to these kalams to increase the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. Increase the love of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliyaullah in our hearts, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Well, we're talking about the beloved ones of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and primarily who we are talking about are the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, the Ahlul Bayt Athar, and the Sahaba, they are the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who were present, who were around the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who saw him, who heard him, who were in his presence, and they accepted Islam. They were believers, they were Muslims, and they passed away on Iman as well. And Islam teaches us that every Sahabi is a Jannati. This is the belief system, or part of the belief system of Islam. And if any person disagrees with that, then he is going against Islamic teachings and beliefs as well. And the Ahlul Bayt Athar refers to the pure and purified household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So we're going to explore this topic of discussion today. The Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they are those blessed personalities who were actually chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the company of the beloved of Allah azza wa jal. How lucky they were. You and I, it is impossible to reach to their level, to reach to their status, because after the Prophet's alayhi musallatu wasalam, the best of all humans are the Sahaba. The best of all humans, starting with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahul kareem, in this order. This is our belief. This is what Islam teaches us. The Sahaba are those blessed personalities who were blessed with being the first ones to embrace Islam on the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first ones to propagate Islam with them as well. They are those blessed personalities who also endured great oppressions. Many difficulties were they faced. And they faced a lot of oppressors, a lot of tyranny. They were boycotted with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Kufar of Makkah, this is what they did. Why? Because they were spreading the message of Islam. The difficulties that we face is absolutely nothing compared to the difficulties, the challenges that they faced. The glorious Quran mentions in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 100, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him, and He has kept ready for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, to abide in it forever and ever. Only this is the great success. Subhanallah azza wa jal. The Quran is teaching us this. The Quran is showing us that what kind of a status that they have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised them Jannah. So this slogan that we hear around the world, even on the lips and the tongues of little children of Har Sahabi A Nabi, Jannati, Jannati, this is the teaching of the Deen. This is the teaching of Islam. This is the teaching of Al-Quran as well, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And of course, we can't forget the Ahlul Bayt Athar, because you see, we Muslims, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we maintain that middle course. That you don't have to be one who insults the Sahaba to love the Ahlul Bayt, or you don't have to be one who insults the Ahlul Bayt to love the Sahaba. There's no such thing. A person who falls into one of these categories has strayed off the path of Islamic teachings. We love both of them. We love all of them. In fact, we even love all the awliya Allah as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Because in the ahadith it is mentioned that the Ahlul Bayt of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like the ark of Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And another narration says that the Sahaba Ikram, they are the shining guiding stars. So our Sufiya and Mashaykh and Ulama and scholars of Islam have mentioned that we are in that boat of the Ahlul Bayt, that ark of the Ahlul Bayt, and we are following the rightly guided, the shining guiding stars of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Jima Asab, a lovely topic, alhamdulillah. But each of us need to be aware of this, even the next generations as well.
And you know, Masab, there are so many narrations in regards to the excellences of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose me and liked my companions for me.
Subhanallah.
Then amongst them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made my ministers, helpers and relatives. So whoever swears at them, there is a curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his angels and all the humans on such a person. Meaning on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will neither accept any of his fard nor any nafil. Any person who has this mindset, you know, of maligning Sahaba Ikram, etc., then this is the result of that, that the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels and all humans are on such a person. And that is why it is so imperative for us to always love the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they were in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and taught us how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sacrifices they went through, the difficulties they went through, you know, the hardships, etc., all of it they went through. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was most beloved to them than even their own parents.
Allah.
That's why whenever they would come into the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and would say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. Normally in society, the parents are the most important mentors of a child. And the Sahaba Ikram, they've understood, look at what they are ready to sacrifice. They are ready to sacrifice the parents for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why they would always say, may my parents be sacrificed for you, Ya Rasulullah. This is, you know, them showing their immense love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is also something for us to take a lesson from, because they claim they love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and together with that they also had obedience to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was not like, you know, they just said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you. They didn't just say it.
Wasn't lip service only.
Yes, it was not lip service. Rather, they acted upon what they said. When they said they love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would go all out to show that they love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we read this in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when he would make wudu, when the droplets of water will be falling, the Sahaba Ikram, they would come just to stop that water from falling onto the ground.
Allah.
They would hold it in their palms and rub it over their bodies as well. Look at their, you know, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. Does the Quran say that they needed to do that? Does
no, the Hadith no. And on top of that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not prohibit them from doing so.
Allah.
It was, you know, in simple terms, it was their way of love, of devotion to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, as long as it's, you know, within the boundaries of Sharia, then yes, of course.
Alhamdulillah. Have you heard that although the Quran did not give this order, the hadith, even Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself didn't give this order, but it was, as Munasab said, their devotion, their love, their loyalty, their obedience. Because when they said they loved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they meant it, that this is my beloved, I'll do anything for my beloved, I'll put my head on the block, I will give my life, I'll give my wealth. And this is how they behaved. And likewise, anything connected to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we love as well. If you look at the relationship that Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan had with Ahlul Bayt and vice versa, you'll be amazed. No Sahabi ever insulted or slandered any of the Ahlul Bayt. And not one of the Ahlul Bayt ever slandered or insulted a Sahabi. They had an amicable, a very friendly, loving, sincere relationship with each other. It reminds me, the second Khalifa of Islam, the great Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, during his Khilafah, there was an expedition and there was some spoils of war that had come. So he was giving out to the Sahaba, to the warriors, their share. His own son, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, was standing there also waiting for his share. And along comes Hasanain Karimain, Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. They come forward. And subhanallah azza wa jal, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu gives them double of the normal share. Gives them double. And then they go away. And he gives one share only to his son. So his son says, "Oh my father, is there a reason why you gave Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma double the share and you gave me a single share?" So he said, "I did this out of my love for the Ahlul Bayt, out of my love for the honorable family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And then he asks his son, he says, can you bring me a father like their father? Can you bring me or show me a mother like their mother? A grandfather like their grandfather? A grandmother like their grandmother?" And he went on, "An uncle and auntie like theirs." Subhanallah azza wa jal. This was, they had a wonderful relationship, a healthy relationship. Soon afterwards, Shaitan, he comes along, "Okay, how can I twist things and whisper into people's hearts and minds and make them either love one more than the other, insult the other? So let's not go down that road." A person who does so becomes a tool of Shaitan only. The Quran mentions in Surah Ashura, verse 23, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Say you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you tell the people, say you, O beloved, I do not ask any recompense from you for this, meaning the propagation of Islam, except your love for my close relatives, that is my children and wives. So included in the Ahlul Bayt, obviously Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, punched and parked the pure five, as we say, Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, and with them the Azwaj Mutahharat, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, the honorable wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are also included in the Ahlul Bayt and all the family members of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, on the Day of Judgment, all family ties is going to be cut. Mothers will run away from their children, children will run away from their fathers. On that day will be individualism. Only me, myself and I. Nafsi, nafsi, myself, I don't know what's going to happen. So all family members will run away from each other because family ties will be cut. besides the family tie of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever is from the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will still maintain that family tie even on Qiyamah as well. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. And how fortunate are we that we are lovers of the Sadat, the Sayyids, we are lovers of the Shurafa, those who are from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are hoping that through their sadaqah and blessings, inshallah, we will also be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah azza wa jalla. And this is the straight path, this is the right path, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla. Masa, you know, loving them, a person needs to be aware of their status. If you're not aware of their status, then how do you really love them? But what are the ways of coming to know about the status of the Sahaba, status of the Ahlul Bayt Athar? Because they are the beloved ones of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, regarding the excellences of the Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan, the excellences of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn about them from the Holy Quran, and we also learn about them from the blessed ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, like how we love the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is as if one is loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, one who shows enmity or hatred towards the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing enmity and hatred towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the one who fights against my Ahlul Bayt, I will fight against him. And the one who reconciles with them has reconciled with me. Subhanallah. And in another narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the one who dies upon the enmity of the Ahlul Bayt, on the day of Qiyamah, he will come in such a state that it will be written between both his eyes that he is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, the status of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the status of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if one wants to know, then one should open the Holy Quran. One should read through the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go through the seerah, the biography, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will come across so many instances where it will show you of how elevated the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan are, how elevated the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are.
Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we are talking about the beloved ones, namely the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan and the Ahlul Bayt Athar. They are the beloved ones of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to ask you a question. You have a son, you have a daughter, a child, and somebody swears them. Somebody insults them. Somebody hurts them. They don't hurt you. They hurt your child, your baby. They hurt your son or your daughter, or somebody close to you. How is that going to make you feel? You'll be okay with it because nobody hurt you? Of course not. That child is beloved to you. That person is beloved to you. And for somebody else to hurt them, whether physically, emotionally, verbally, psychologically, it will pain you as well. As a mother, as a father, as a grandmother, grandfather, because that's your beloved child, your beloved grandchild. So without comparison, how do you think the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to feel if you insult, or any person insults any of his beloveds? You think on the day of judgment, what face are you going to show? That person who does this, what face are you going to show in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because these are also beloved bondsmen and women of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who gives us the right to say anything negative? We had many narrations by Mawlana Sahib with regards to the status of Ahlul Bayt. and how we can increase that awareness in our lives. Because as per our topic, they are the beloved ones to the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whoever is beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also beloved to us. Is beloved to us. In fact, anything which is connected to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, people, mashallah azawajal, around the world, they have Baal Mubarak of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We respect it, we revere it, because that was connected to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, people have Na'alini Park, the fortunate ones, the blessed sandals of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so we keep it, we view it, we look at it for blessings, because there's a connection to the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So like that, Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt are connected to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I mentioned in the beginning, Sahaba Ikram, they were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be His companions. And the family members, subhanAllah azza wa jal, they are the offspring of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the honorable wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A blessed hadith mentions that regarding Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever loves them, Sahaba, whoever loves them, it is because they love me that they love them. And whoever hates them, it's because he hates me that he hates them. Which side of the fence are you sitting on? That those people who love Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, on that side, the reason is because we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who hate Sahaba, slander Sahaba, it's because they hate, they have announced to the world that they hate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now talking about Ahlul Bayt Adhar, another verse of the Quran, subhanallah, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 33, says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Innama yuridullahu liyudhhiba ankumur rijsa ahlal bayti wa yutahhirakum tatahira. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Allah wills only to remove every impurity from you, O people of the house of the Prophet, and make you absolutely pure by cleansing you. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So yes, they have been purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are mahfood. They are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, ma'asum, meaning sinless and incapable of committing sins, only applies to the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the angels. The pious people, the Ahlul Bayt and Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they are mahfooz, meaning they are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from committing sins. The possibility is there, but they are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ma'asum is, there is no possibility of committing a sin. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So, O lovers of Sahaba, O lovers of Ahlul Bayt, rejoice, because whatever beliefs we have is in accordance to the teachings, in fact, the orders of the Quran, the orders of the Ahadith, the orders of the Sharia, the law of Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Mawlana Sayyid Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali mentions with regards to the verse that I just quoted, that this blessed verse is the fountainhead of virtues of the Ahlul Bayt. It makes apparent their lofty rank and their great excellence. We also learn here that they were purified from all blameworthy characters or conditions. It is narrated, he mentions, in some hadith traditions that the Ahlul Bayt have been declared haram for the fire, forbidden for the fire, subhanallah. And this is a benefit and result of this purification. And their Lord protects them. What we mentioned, mahfooz, protects them from the things that are not worthy of their noble conduct. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So, O devotees of Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt, what does the great devotee of Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt, Imam of the Ahl Sunnah, Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, what does he teach us? look at his teachings, and if you want to get the true appreciation and understanding, read his books, see for yourself what he says. Go and read from his biography as well, what he said about Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, how he treated the Sadat. That, remember the narration I mentioned, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to give double share? Allah Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, when he would distribute any niyaz, if he found out that a certain person was a Sayyid Sahab, he will give him double share. Where he learned that from? Sahaba Ikram, because they displayed that, you know, great level of respect and love for Ahlul Bayt. And Ahlul Bayt did the same for Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Mawla Ali Karamullah ta'ala wajhahul kareem, once stated that it is not possible for any person to have my love in his heart and at the same time also hate Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Who is saying this? You follow, we all follow Mawla Ali Karamullah ta'ala wajhahul kareem. That his love and hatred for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu can never ever be found in one heart. So I ask you, be careful of who you listen to. Be careful from where you take your knowledge from. Then be very careful from whom you take your knowledge. Now on social media, Sayyid Sahab, social media is overloaded with people who intentionally are trying to misguide the Ummah, are intentionally trying to create confusion, destruction, and all of these, you know, confusions out there. False information, fake news, it's out there. It's some people, it's their job actually to sit and to just, you know, create. How many scammers are there? And worst is if they are pushing out stuff, Islamic content, and in between there's poison. How does the youth in particular, or any Muslim out there, how does he judge that, you know, what can I consume, what content I can follow? What advice can we give them?
You know, one has to, of course, to research or contact a Sunni Islamic scholar, you know, for authentic information. And when reading books, then also make sure that the author is correct as well. You know, the information is authentic. In this way, a person would not be confused. Otherwise, you know, by just going to Google and then searching something, and if a person doesn't have a full knowledge of that, perhaps that information may be false, but the person will take it. Why? Because of not having enough knowledge about it. So if someone is doubtful in such matters, then one should actually take that information, go to a Sunni scholar and ask whether this is right or this is wrong. Is this authentic or not? And in that way, a person can be guided. And this is what we need to do. We need to, you know, if we want to learn, then we need to learn those things which are authentic and not false or fabricated. You know, so this is one of those ways in which we can increase our knowledge as well.
Yes.
By contacting authentic Sunni scholars. And alhamdulillah, in Dawat-e-Islam, we have a department known as Darul Iftar. And if anyone has any queries, any questions, etc., then they can take the question and forward it to the Darul Iftar department, and they will guide a person on any matter that they are confused about or they are in a certain doubt. So this is, you know, one of those ways that a person can go about to seek that knowledge which is true, authentic, and not false and fabricated.
MashaAllah, absolutely. Some wonderful information you have given us. And that person who is truly, that person who is involved in Dawud Islami activities, even if it's one thing, that person who is traveling with Madani Qafilas, attending the weekly Sunnah-inspiring Ijtimas, watching Madani Mudhakara on Madani channel, then you'll pick up a little bit here, you'll pick up these things. What are the correct Islamic beliefs? You'll get that encouragement and motivation to practice as well. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, we're talking about the beloved ones of the beloved, the Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt. And if you look at the lives of the Awliya Allah, Aba Ghawth-e Pak, Khaja Sahab, Ala Hazrat, Tata Sahab, and the thousands of Awliya, pick up any of their books, you will see the praises that they gave in prose or in poetry, the praises that they gave to Sahaba Ikram, the praises that they gave to Ahlul Bayt Adhar, because they understood, they knew, it was always like this, that they were connected via the chain of the Awliya to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because loving them is loving Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as mentioned. And hating them is hating the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even if a person doesn't say it and doesn't realize it, but that's the reality. And be careful what company you keep, because that can affect you. Your association, the friends that you hang around with. As they say, show me your friends and I will show you who you are. In fact, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that a man will be with the one whom he loves. And another narration, a man is on the deen of his friend. Therefore, it is important for him to see whom he befriends. So who are our friends? Are our friends those who love the Sahaba, love the Ahlul Bayt, love the Awliya Allah, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal? Because companionship can take you either towards the right way or the wrong way. And be only with those people that you see them praising the Anbiya alayhi salam, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba Ikram, the Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah. Be with those people. By doing so, inshallah Azza wa Jal, that person will be on that straight path, and through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter into Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, there's a lovely narration that the mother of the believers, the Sahabiya, daughter of a Sahabi, Tayyiba, Tahira, Abida, Zahida, Mujtahida, the great Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Lady Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. One time, she was overcome with fear. She started to cry. A Sahabi, the son of a Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he was passing by and he saw her crying profusely. And he said, "Oh, our mother, congratulations to you. You need to be happy. By Allah, I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say, Aisha is in Jannah." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hearing this, our mother, Sayyida Lady Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, said that you have removed my grief. May Allah Almighty remove your grief. Allama Ali Qari rahmatullah ta'ala ali, he writes the following under the part of the hadith that Aisha is in Jannah, in paradise. He says that there's no doubt in the fact that Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha will be with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the lofty stations of Jannah. Subhanallah. Now imagine, if we love them, if we always praising them, as it is mentioned, the thing, the one that you love them a lot, you praise them a lot, you mention them a lot. We love Ahlul Bayt Athara, so we always talk about them. We love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why we always talk about him, subhanallah azawajal. So, love forces the lover to follow the beloved, the noble Ahlul Bayt. Any Sahabi, you look at how they sincerely respected the Ahlul Bayt, and how Ahlul Bayt, how they sincerely respected Sahaba Ikram. They had a wonderful relationship. There was no slandering. There was no insulting.
You know, Asab, the way the Sahaba Ikram, alayhim ridwan, the way they would love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made parda from this world.
Right.
The Sahaba Ikram, even after that too, they still loved and showed respect to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take for example, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made parda from this world, the immense love that Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that even after the physical demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu could no longer stay in the city of his beloved, could no longer stay in Madinatul Munawwara.
Because of all the memories.
Yes, and he could not take it. So what does he do? He leaves Madinatul Munawwara and he goes towards Syria. And he stays there for some time, and subhanallah, in his dream, he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to him that, "Oh Bilal, why haven't you come to visit me in such a long time?" And when morning came, Sayyidina Bilal Habsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, immediately he left Syria to go towards Madinatul Munawwara. And when he enters Madinatul Munawwara, all of the inhabitants of Medina, all of the children, the men, the women, they all saw that the Mu'adhin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come back to Madinatul Munawwara. Every one of them, they got so happy, because now why? It brought back those memories of when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amongst them. And when they saw Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they immediately rushed towards him, they greeted him, and they showed him so much of love and respect. Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma go to him and they ask him that, "Oh Bilal, please give that adhan for us today. Recite that adhan to us today." And Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at that moment, how could he refuse that which is beloved to him? These are the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he tells them, "Okay, I will give the adhan." All of the people, they come to know now that Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is going to give the adhan. They all came out of their homes in the courtyard of Madinatul Munawwara, surrounding Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, waiting for him to give this adhan. And he started to give the adhan. When he came to Ashhadu Anna Muhammad Rasulullah, at that time, everyone that was present there, they also started to cry, because it brought back those memories. So this was, you know, the love that the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, particularly Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhum, had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even after the physical demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, what a splendid narration. You know, if you want to learn ishq, mahabba and love for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can learn it from people like Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu. You can learn it from the Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt, and learn it from the Awliya Allah as well. Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullah ta'ala, who doesn't know his name? What a great scholar, what a great wali of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once graced my dream. I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dream. And he said to me, "Oh Bishr, do you know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the greatest rank from among the awliya of your time?" I replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't know." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "You act in accordance to my sunnah. You serve the righteous ones. you offer them good advice, and you love my Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt. You love my Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt, alayhim ridwan. This is what has caused you to reach the rank of the righteous ones. I ask you, we are followers of the pious people. We should believe as them as well. For if we deviate from this path, then who will we be following? Follow the Sahaba and how they interacted, even leave interacted with Ahlul Bayt and vice versa. When the names of the Ahlul Bayt were taken, how would they respond? What would they say? What were their actions? Let's look at one of the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was very close to the Ahlul Bayt, who loved them a lot. He is a scribe of revelation, Katib al-Wahi. He is a figure of guidance, a man of knowledge and forbearance. And the Sahabi Rasul, none other than Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He and the Sahaba Ikram, they are the crowns of our heads. All the Ahlul Bayt, Sadat Ikram, they are the crowns of our heads. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, O Muawiyah, do you love Ali? Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu said, I take an oath by the one who alone is worthy of worship. I have great love for Ali radiyallahu anhu. And he didn't just say it. It was not lip service. So many examples Maulana Sahib gave, that it wasn't just lip service. It was the practical implementation of that. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, he would speak of the good qualities of Mawla Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And do you know, he would order the people to do the same, to speak good things, all of the good qualities of Mawla Ali radiyallahu anhu. He would request those who were present in his gatherings to recite Mankabat in praise of Mawla Ali radiyallahu anhu. And whoever praised Mawla Ali radiyallahu anhu, he would reward them. In return, he would reward them. Once, Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahul kareem was mentioned in the presence of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu. And he said, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu said, I take an oath by Allah. When Ali radiyallahu anhu spoke, his voice was powerful like a lion's roar. He would appear like a shining moon, and he would give open-handedly like the fall of rain. Some people who were in the gathering, they asked Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, are you superior? Or is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu superior? Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replied, even the foot of Ali radiallahu anhu is better than the family of Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who is saying this? Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. When he was dealing with any complicated matter, who would he ask for advice? He would ask Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he received news that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu had been martyred, he became so sorrowful that he started to cry profusely. And he said, what great grace, fiqh, and knowledge has been lost. After the shahada and martyrdom of Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he asked Sayyidina Dhirar radiallahu anhu to speak of the qualities and the excellences of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. When Sayyidina Dhirar radiallahu anhu did so, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu became so tearful to the extent that his beard got soaked with his tears. He wiped away the tears with his sleeve, and those present themselves were all profusely crying because of the mentioning and the poetry in honor of Sayyidina Mawla Ali Karum Allah Ta'ala Wajahul Kareem. So what should be our response? What should be how we conduct ourselves? What we say, what we do whenever we mention the shining guiding star Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan, the beloved ones of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What should be our response and the way we behave or think when the ones who are like the Ark of Nuh Alayhi Salaam, the Ahlul Bayt Athar, the beloved ones of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are mentioned? We must have that correct beliefs. We must have the deep, sincere, serious love and compassion for the Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And like this, we will share a few more incidences and narrations with regards to their status, their honor, and what is our responsibility in this day and age, and to extend to our family members, our offspring as well, with regards to Sahaba Ikram and Ahlul Bayt Athar Alihim Ridwan. Stay tuned, inshallah azawajal. We have a short clip. We'll be right back, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah Ta'ala states in the Quran, Surah Tawbah, verse 128. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Indeed, there has come to you a noble messenger from among you. Your falling into hardship aggrieves him, most concerned for your well-being, for the Muslims most compassionate, most merciful. Now, let's analyze this verse. Firstly, Allah Ta'ala says, O Muslims, there has come to you a noble messenger. Here Allah Almighty is describing the blessed birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Secondly, Allah Ta'ala says that messenger is from amongst you, meaning here Allah Ta'ala is mentioning the noble lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is being described. And lastly, Allah Ta'ala said, he is most concerned for your well-being. He is most compassionate for Muslims and most merciful. So here Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the na'at of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, when we analyze this verse, and now when we look at how our Mawlid gatherings are conducted, we will find all these three things are present. We mention the birth, the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as this verse has. We mention the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is also mentioned in Milad gatherings. And then lastly, we mention how compassionate the Prophet alayhi salam is, how much love he has for the ummah, how when he was born, on his lips was ummati, 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 rabbi habli ummati. So when celebrating the Milad Sharif, we are in fact following this noble verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem, again showing and highlighting that alhamdulillah, these gatherings of Miladun Nabi are praiseworthy, are gatherings that we should conduct according to our tawfiq, according to our ability. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us amongst those who carry out such blessed gatherings, inshallah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah azawajal, always something to learn at every turn. This is part of the process that Dawud Islami has created, that all these different platforms and facilities and courses and classes and programs are to empower us, to empower the Muslims with authentic knowledge from authentic sources. As we are talking today about the beloved ones of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram Ahlul Bayt, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that make it incumbent, meaning compulsory, upon yourself to love the Ahlul Bayt. And whoever meets Allah Azza wa Jal in the state that He loves us will enter Jannah because of our intercession. We want the intercession, we want Jannah, so we must love Ahlul Bayt, we must love Sahaba Ikram, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Then, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the shafa'a and intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enter Jannah. And there's so many examples. I mean, just from recent,
right, we
see that Allah Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala, look at his love. He was overflowing with love for Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt.
Allah, Allah. You know, Murasab, it's actually mentioned that there was one incident where Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, he was going to a certain place. So what happened was a palanquin was brought for him, and he sat in, and four men were carrying it. And as they were embarking on this journey, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, he stopped them, and he came out, and he said that, I can get the scent of a Sadat. I can get the scent of a Sayyid. So he asked them that, who amongst you here is a Sayyid?
Subhanallah.
All of them remained quiet. No one said anything. But there was one Sayyid amongst them. He also remained quiet. Again, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, he asked, who, please tell me, who is a Sayyid amongst you? And this person who was a Sayyid, he came forward and he said, Sayyidi, it is me. And then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, he says that, you go and sit in the palanquin and I will carry you on my shoulders. This person, that Sayyid Sahab, he started to cry and he said that, Hazrat, Ya Sayyidi, how can I do that? You are such a great imam, such a great scholar, and you want me to sit inside and you're going to carry me on your shoulders. This Sayyid Sahib, he said, no, I can't do this. But Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, he insisted and said, no, you must go on the palanquin because you are the prince. You are a prince. You are from the gharana of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And upon the request of Imam Ahmad Radha Khan rahimahullah, this Sayyid Sahib, he went and sat inside the palanquin, and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah, he carried the one side of the palanquin and carried the Sayyid Sahib on his shoulders. Look at, you know, his devotion and his
Allah.
Love towards the descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the amount of love that he showed towards the descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is what we need to learn. We also need to show respect and love towards the descendants, towards the Sadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And by doing this, we will see that we are also becoming beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because we too, we also want to be those fortunate ones who are the beloved ones of the beloved. And how do we gain that? Is by following the sunnah and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not just, you know, lip service as we've mentioned earlier, but also by action.
MashaAllah. Absolutely, our Allah Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala has taught us what it means to love Ahlul Bayt Athar, taught us how to love Sahaba Ikram, all awliya Allah. This was their belief. If you love awliya, then we haven't got a choice. You have to love Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt. You know, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, when he would meet with Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, he would say, welcome, O son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would give them such a beautiful greeting, and he would give them presents and gifts as well. Whenever Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu anhu would visit Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu would make him sit where he was sitting, and then he would be standing folding his hands.
Allah.
Someone asked him, why do you do this? He replied, Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu resembled Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so I was just showing respect to this resemblance and remembrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how they behaved with each other. They had love, they had understanding. And so you and I should love all of them as well. Let's listen to a and view a beautiful segment a unique segment hosted by our respected Mawlana Tabriz Nuri Sahib, mashallah, where he's going to be asking, he's going to visit one of our Madrasatul Madinas and ask some of the students several questions which will be based on our topic of discussion for today. And let's see what answers they give, mashallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillah, yes again dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are back with our segment, in the segment Subhanallah, in which the discussion is the beloved ones of the beloved, Subhanallah. Yes, we are once again with our Jamiatul Madina students who are from the Alim class department, mashallah. Make your children ulama and huffaz of this beautiful deen, dear viewers, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, let's go once again back to the rules. If you know the answers, you will raise your hands, and the one who wins or gets the answer correct will earn himself, or the team will earn 10 points, inshallah. If you have raised your hands whilst the question was incomplete, then you will have to complete the question as well, inshallah. Are you all ready?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. So here we go with the first question. Who are amongst the most beloved ones to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? MashaAllah, team A has raised their hands first. And here you can give us the answer.
The ones who are the most beloved to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, the Ahl Bayt Athhar, meaning his purified household, and all those pious believers who are loyal to him.
The answer is correct, subhanallah. May we all become close and beloved to the most beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Team A has earned themselves 10 points. The next question is, what is the result of speaking ill of the honorable Sahaba Ikram? MashaAllah, Team B, you may go for it.
He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, whoever speaks ill of my companions deviated from my path, his abode is fire.
Deviated from my path and his abode is the fire. Allahu Akbar. The answer is correct. Subhanallah. MashaAllah. Both the teams Mubarak, and now it has really started. MashaAllah. The third question is, what does Allah Azza wa Jal state in the glorious Quran Pak about the dignity of the Sahaba Ikrama Alihim Ridwan? Your time starts now. MashaAllah.
Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Quran, part 11, Surah Tawbah, verse ayah number 100, radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with him.
Surah Tawbah, part 11, the 100th verse. Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. And he has kept ready for them gardens beneath which rivers flow to abide in it forever and ever. Only this is the great success. The answer is correct, subhanallah, dear viewers. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with him, subhanallah. How fortunate are the companions, alayhim ridwan, dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem forgive us for their sake. And this gives our team B 20 points. Team A sitting with 10 points. The next question is, complete this blessed hadith, which I'm going to be reciting, inshallah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, indeed, Allah Almighty chose me and liked my companions for me. Then amongst them, He Almighty made my ministers, helpers and relatives. فَمَنْ سَبَّهُمْ So whoever swears at them, please complete. MashaAllah, Team A has raised their hands first. Labbaik. A very beautiful hadith that teaches us to respect the companions. A very important hadith in relation to respecting and honoring the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Team A has raised their hands first, MashaAllah. It was a very close one to Team B, but MashaAllah, you can give us the answer to this question. Complete the hadith. فَمَنْ سَبَّهُمْ And so whoever swears at them, what happens?
So whoever swears at them, then the curse of Allah, His angels and humans are upon him. And on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jalla won't accept his fard and his nafil.
Allahu Akbar. When you said humans, how many humans?
All human, every human.
The answer is correct, subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the one who does this, there is the curse of Allah Azza wa Jalla, his angels and all humans on him. On the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jalla will neither accept any of his farum. nor any of his nafil. May Allah Kareem forgive us, dear viewers. The answer is correct. And now both the teams have 20 points each, mashallah. And the fifth question is, what are some benefits of loving the Ahlul Bayt? MashaAllah. Let's go to Team B. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, mashallah. This is one of the most important questions to be asked, dear viewers, and for brothers of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, mashallah. Subhanallah, also love the Ahlul Bayt. Of course, we should be loving the Ahlul Bayt of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to some of the benefits of loving the family of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Team B is making Madani Mashwara. And inshallah, in a moment's time, they will give us the answer to this question. Our brother is ready.
Yeah.
Labbaik.
Love for Sayyid is a sign of an accomplished iman. Love for Sayyid is a means for us entering paradise. Love for Sayyid is a prerequisite for love for the love of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And love for Sayyid will save us from hellfire.
And the answer is correct. Subhanallah. Wonderfully, our brother has given the answer to this so beautifully. Love for Sayyids is a sign of accomplished faith. Love for Sayyids is a means of entering paradise. Love for Sayyids will save us from the hellfire. Love for Sayyids is a prerequisite for the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hadith says, Teri nasle paak mein hai, bacha bacha noor ka. Tu hai aine noor, tera sab gharana noor ka. Team B has 30 points, Team A has 20 points. The sixth question is, why should we serve the Ahlul Bayt? Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah, once again, Team B has raised their hands. Labbaik.
Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who wants to attain a medium and wants to be served in my court, due to which I intercede for him on the day of judgment, he should serve the Ahlul Bayt radiyallahu ta'ala anhum and please them.
And the answer is correct. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Our Team B has now 40 points and mashallah, Team A is still 20 points. The question is for the eighth question is, complete this blessed hadith which will be recited again inshallah. I'm going to recite or start the hadith and you're all going to complete the hadith for me. The one who keeps enmity or jealousy against Ahlul Bayt, what will happen? Team B has raised their hands first. Allahu Akbar, mashallah. The team that has 40 points has raised their hands first. Labbay, go for it.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that, beware the one who dies upon enmity for my Ahlul Bayt, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, on the day of judgment, he will come in such a state that it will be written between both his eyes that he is deprived of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal.
It's true, but that's not the answer to this question. The question is, complete the blessed hadith, the one who keeps enmity or jealousy against the Ahlul Bayt radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, he will be turned away.
Oh, GG. The one who keeps enmity or jealousy for the Ahlul Bayt, he will be turned away with whips of fire.
Allah.
From how they cast on the day of judgment.
And the answer is correct. Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani channel, the one who keeps enmity or jealousy towards the Ahlul Bayt, he will be turned away with whips of fire from the pond of Kawthar. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah, Mubarak to Team B for 50 points. MashaAllah. Team A, are you ready?
Yeah.
Team B, are you ready?
Yeah.
The question is, explain how the first Khalifa of Islam, the greatest after all the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu an, honored the great Ahlul Bayt. MashaAllah, Team A has raised their hands. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. Let's see if they have the answer to this. How did the first Khalifa in Islam, Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu an, treat the blessed family of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If you knew the answer to this, MashaAllah. And if you did not know, let's see if both the teams will give us the correct answer to this, inshallah. And we're going to increase our knowledge with regards to the treatment of Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu an towards the family of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ji.
When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was appointed as the Amir al-Mu'mineen, meaning the leader of the believers and the Khalifatul Muslimin, then due to his relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu took very good care of the blessed Ahl Bayt Athar radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated regarding the blessed household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said that the relatives of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to me than my own relatives.
And the answer is correct. Subhanallah. This is the love Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu shares for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says the relatives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to me than my own relatives. Allahu Akbar. This is when your iman is completed, dear viewers. La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. Allahu Akbar. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes more dearer to you than your own family, your own life and everything else in this world, dear viewers. Subhanallah. We move on to the next question. Team A, mashallah, now you have 30 points. Team B, you have 50 points, mashallah. We have three more questions to go, inshallah. And the question is, mention the incident of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anh displaying respect for the Ahlul Bayt. Allahu Akbar. This was Team B's chance. Looks like they know the answer to this question. An incident, an account of this great companion, none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mention how he displayed his love and affection towards the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The incident goes, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was walking with Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they were returning from a funeral. To take rest, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu sat, and Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was dusting this dust off his feet. Seeing this, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu stopped him from doing this. Imam Abu Huraira humbly replied, Ya Sayyidi, if anyone saw you sitting on the dirt like this, they would place you on their own shoulders and take you away.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Do you think this answer is correct? It is actually absolutely correct. Subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the love such a great companion shares with the blessed grandson of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the leader of the youth of Jannah, Sayyidu Shuhada, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. Now this, we come to the stage, dear viewers, where Team A has 40 points and Team B has 50 points, and last two questions remain. Let's see if these teams will get this correct. And the question is, mention how the second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, portrayed his deep respect for Ahlul Bayt. MashaAllah. Team A has risen their hand first, MashaAllah. Go for it.
The incident goes, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala an invited Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an to his home. Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an came to his home. He saw that his Hazrat Umar's son, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, was waiting outside the door. And he looked inside and he saw that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was speaking to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. So Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an waited outside with them. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked, why didn't you come inside? Imam Hassan humbly replied, I saw that your own son was standing outside, so I didn't want to disturb. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala humbly replied, Ya Sayyidi, you have more right over coming inside than my own offspring.
And the answer is correct. Subhanallah, mashaAllah. Imagine this was the level of respect for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the second Khalifa. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah, Mubarak to the teams. And now you'll sit with 50 points each, which is a draw. The last question will determine who is the real winner in the segment and program. Are you all ready?
Okay.
The last question is, how do we develop the love and loyalty to the Honorable Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan and the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Your time starts now. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, MashaAllah, two hands on this side and all three hands on the side, on the right. Okay, but let's go to the left because I think the left deserves to be asked because they raise their hands first. Ji.
One should read the books of the Sahaba Ikram and as well as the biographies so that they come to know the lifestyle of the Ahlul Bayt as well.
MashaAllah, and the answer is correct, dear viewers. This is the way we should increase our knowledge and ilm in regards to the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hear more about the companions showing respect and reverence to Sa'adat, especially the Ahlul Bayt. Further than that, dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, both the teams have partaken in this beautiful segment. We say shukran to them for giving us their times, alhamdulillah. And team B has won. MashaAllah, mubarak to them, ya Allah Kareem. Increase you all and us all in ilm, in knowledge, and grant us all istiqamat and steadfastness. We say shukran to the viewers of Madani channel, as well as to the team who have, of course, put together this beautiful program called The Supreme Role Model, alhamdulillah. Keep showering ilm-e-deen and light throughout the globe. Keep reciting durood and salawat upon Nabi Akram, Noor-e-Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal, mashallah. This is how your Dawood Islami is training the next generation. Those are future leaders of Islam, future scholars, future huffaz, imams, ulama. And you are contributing to that. If you are contributing with your zakah, your lillah, your sadaqat, your charities, with your time, then this is before you. Dawood Islami is very transparent. Visit our centers, get involved, and you will see for yourself that what is happening on the ground, mashallah. As we are about to conclude, we need to understand that we as believers, as Muslims, we are accountable for whatever we say and do. In the grave, in fact, when we are asked that what did we used to say about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is going to be our response? On the day of judgment, when we are looking at the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, think about it. Here, while you're on planet Earth, think about it. What is the level of my love for the Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt? And what will be my response, my answers on the Day of Judgment? Mawlana, any concluding remarks?
SubhanAllah, you know, Mawlana, we've learned from this beautiful silsila of how the beloved ones, how they would love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, how they would be obedient to him. They wouldn't just say they love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they would also show it practically that they love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, look at the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see that when Sayyida Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha would enter the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up, would kiss her, Allah, and seat her where he was seated. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would enter the home of Sayyida Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, then she would do the same as well. Subhanallah. Look at this respect and love that they are teaching us. And this is what we need to implement in our life as well. You know, respecting other fellow Muslims, respecting our parents, showing love to our children, to our parents, having mercy on those younger than us. All of these beautiful characteristics, qualities and traits we learn from the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And this is, mashallah, what your Dawood Islami is doing. It is bringing to the front, to the fore, that this is how the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they would communicate, they would relate to the Ahlul Bayt Adhar. This is how the Ahlul Bayt Adhar would relate to Sahaba Ikram. They had a beautiful, wonderful understanding amongst themselves. They were loyal to each other. They loved each other. They praised each other. And so you and I should ask that question, that if I truly love them, should I not follow them? Should I not praise them? All of them, all Sahaba, all Ahlul Bayt. And subhanAllah azza wa jal, by doing this, inshaAllah ta'ala, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will have that salvation on the Day of Judgment. And through the shafa'ah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will gain entry into Jannatul Firdaus. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The supreme role model, in his noble footsteps, perfection we see. In his noble footsteps, perfection we see. A model for all in lives every degree. The supreme